Just like when I was up there with the Lutheran Church that time, when I got to do that awesome miracle with Dr. Gary Young, the guy that fell out of the tree 35 feet up in the air and crushed his back. I prayed for him over the telephone, and God gave that man a brand new back over the telephone. And so he flew Cheryl and I up to his home in Salt Lake City. We spent 3 days up there with him. And when I sat and talked to them and said, you know, there's something I want to tell y'all about your Jesus. In y'all's book, your book says that Jesus and Lucifer were brothers. I said, but I'm going to tell you, that's not true. I said, Jesus, my God, he made Lucifer. He was never his brother. I said, then there's another great area y'all are wrong in. And y'all say that God the Father was a man first, and then he became good enough to become God, and then he became the Spirit God the Father. I said, that's wrong. That's a lie. God the Father has never been a man. He's been a spirit forever. He'll forever be a spirit. And he's always been holy and perfect. And he never became a man and became God. And some of them had an awesome problem with me. And I said, let me ask y'all a question. I said, here all of you know this man sitting right here, Dr. Gary Young. You know him. He goes to church with y'all. You all know he had a crushed back, and he was laying in bed from Tuesday till Sunday, and he had a crushed back that could not be fixed. I said, he called me on Sunday night. I prayed the prayer of faith for him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the King that I prayed to gave this man a brand new total instant renewal and made his back brand new. I said, now when's the last time y'all saw a miracle like this in your Mormon church? I said, we ain't never seen a miracle like this in our Mormon church. But you know, I could have asked that question about the Baptist church that I'd have been in too. I never saw a miracle like that in the Baptist church either. I never saw one like that in the Methodist church. I never saw one like that in the Lutheran church. Why? What is the difference? Faith. That's it. Faith. Walking in obedience to his word, learning what he says. And God, there's only one thing that pleases this King that we serve. Faith. And you can't walk in faith unless you walk in love. So if you walk in love, you're fulfilling all of the law. And so if you can walk in love and walk in faith, then you can please him. And when you pray in faith, man, there ain't nothing he's hard for him, is there? Nothing. Not a thing. So it says here, all the land, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. On that day there will be one Lord. His name alone will be worshiped. Is he worthy of our worship? Oh, is he ever? Wow. All the land from Geba, north of Judah, to Ramon, south of Jerusalem, will become one vast plain. But Jerusalem will be raised up in its original place and will be inhabited all the way from Benjamin Gate over to the site of the old gate, then to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hamel to the king's winepress. And Jerusalem will be filled safe at last, never again to be cursed and destroyed. And the Lord will send a plague. Now who's sending this? The Lord will send a plague on all the nations that fought against Jerusalem. Now this is a scary thing. I want you to think about this, what Zechariah is saying here. I've had seen a lot of people tell me different things that they think this is, but all I know is God says he's going to do it. But it says, and the Lord will send a plague on all the nations that fought against Jerusalem. Now, who is it that was fighting against Jerusalem a while ago? How many nations?
All.
Did that include us?
Yeah.
This is scary, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, this nation he's talking about is not the Christian nation. This nation, it's the United States of America and every other nation in the world, but his church doesn't fit into this. He protects us. He's going to watch over his obedient church. In other words, we're his body on earth. He's not going to devastate his obedient body. So you don't have to be concerned. The Lord will send a plague on all the nations that fought against Jerusalem. Their people will become like walking corpses, their flesh rotting away. Their eyes will shrivel in their sockets, and their tongues will decay in their mouths. Now, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, do you think it might be a good time to make him your Lord and Savior?
Yep.
I mean, somebody says, well, I don't want to do it out of fear. Hey, I don't care what it does.
Amen.
I don't care what it takes to get you there. Just get there, right, Lucille? I'm not going to be hard to get along with. I mean, I remember one time that there was I can't think of that black preacher's name that was out there in California, but he was a great man of God. He made the soup kitchen. He was raised right here in Texas. Hill, E.V. Hill, that's it, E.V. Hill, Pastor E.V. Hill. I mean, he was preaching at D. James Kennedy's church down in with TBN down in Coral Gables, Florida. And he said, you know, I was their young boy, and said a preacher came to our church, and he told all about the devastating things going to happen to all them that didn't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. He said, he scared my pants off me. He said, when he said, now anybody that don't want to go to hell, get up here. He said, E.V. Hill said, I jumped out and I ran down the front and said, I want to be first. Now, anybody in your right mind, you know, he said, he scared me into heaven. But he said, I'm going to tell you what, it ain't never changed. Now, he's preaching in D. James Kennedy's church, a big, you know, church with a lot of people that are really upper class, you know. And he says, now then, if there's anybody here that has never made that decision to follow Jesus, if you don't want to go to hell, get out of your seat and come down here. And I think half of that church got up and come down to the front. I thought, now that old boy, he knows how to get through to you. You know, I don't care if they do it and make you feel loved or make you feel afraid or whatever, as long as you come to Jesus, right? We don't care how we get it done. We just don't want nobody to die and go to hell, do we?
No,
that should be our goal. I don't care. I can't imagine anybody, especially if they say they're a Christian, would say, well, you know, that old guy or that old girl, I just let them die and go to hell. In fact, I hope you do go to hell.
No.
You know, and when people say that, they don't have a clue what they're talking about. Not a clue. No real Christian would ever make that statement. They would be heartbroken instead of saying, that's okay, just go ahead and go to hell. I don't like you anyway. You know, I mean, when somebody says that, they don't have a clue what they're saying. So you know you need to pray for them, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, because they don't know. And the Lord will send a plague on all the nations that fought against Jerusalem. How many nations fought against Jerusalem?
All.
So how many is going to have this plague come upon them?
All
of them. Their people will become like walking corpses, their flesh rotting away. Their eyes will shrivel in their sockets, and their tongues will decay in their mouths. Now, you know what some people say that could cause this kind of devastation? No, not an atomic bomb. No, it's not an atomic blast. No, there is a bomb that we have called the neutron bomb. The neutron bomb, it doesn't destroy property. When you... The rays, whatever they are, if a neutron bomb were to go off anywhere close, if there was 10,000 people out there and buildings and everything, when the blasts or the waves of rays or whatever they are that would go through the area, all the buildings would still be left fully intact, but every person there would have all the skin completely melted off of their body. Their eyes would be melted out of the sockets. Their tongues would be gone in their mouth. There'd be nothing left but a skeleton to hit the ground. And it would happen while you're still standing on your feet. It's called a neutron bomb. Now, whenever people heard about the neutron bomb that we had developed, and then they read this prophecy, naturally they believe that these weapons are going to be fired by somebody, and they're going to hit all over the world. They're going to come from different places. Now, doesn't that sound just like God to have all these nations that's developed all this energy with all these neutron bombs that they said we're going to annihilate Israel?
Uh-huh.
Now, we're just going to do the finishing touches on them now. We've already come in. We've already wiped out Jerusalem. We've already raped their women. We've already plundered the cities. We've already carried off half the people. But let's just go ahead and pull the trigger and let's just shoot all of our neutron weapons and let's just annihilate everything that's there. And they hit the button. And those weapons, instead of going to Israel, they just keep right on going to other countries in the world. Or turn around and come back upon them themselves. Now, can God make that happen?
Yeah.
Sure He can. Somehow, some way, He's going to do something. Now then, He can either use those neutron bombs, or He can just speak, can't He? May your eyeballs and your flesh be consumed off of your bodies. And what's going to happen to it? It's going to be gone. I mean, did Ezekiel, when he went out there and he said, Ezekiel, My son, look at all them dry bones all over the place. All these people died all over these years. You see all them bones? Yes, Lord. He said, do you believe those bones can live again? He said, Lord, only you know that. He said, Ezekiel, speak to the bones and command bone to come to bone. In other words, if a man died and he had an arm bone out there and his shoulder bone, I don't want just anybody's shoulder bone to come back to any. I want the body that died that's scattered all over this place. I want every bone from that skeleton to come back and be a skeleton again. Now, who could do something like that? Only God. Is that right, Lucille? Only God. So Ezekiel spoke it. And all of a sudden these bones begin to bounce and rattle all over this valley. Now, couldn't you imagine this? No, you can't imagine this. I mean, God. Who is this we serve? He's God. He's a powerful, awesome God. And he's so much bigger than we are. It's just absolutely mind-boggling. And so all of a sudden we get all these skeletons all laid together here. They're all there. Just skeletons. He said, now, Ezekiel, do you think that flesh and tissues and everything can come on these bones, these skeletons? Lord, only you know this. Well, you never seen nothing like this in my life. He said, well, speak to them. Command flesh to come back on them. And all of a sudden, flesh just watches these. I mean, can you just imagine as he watches a heart go inside one and kidneys and liver and then tissues and all this stuff and then a layer of skin over the top and all of a sudden there stands a perfectly group army. And he said, now then, do you think these men can breathe and talk? By this time he's saying, oh Lord, only you know. I can only imagine getting to see something like this. He said, well, speak to them, command the wind and the breath to come back in them. And he did. And all of a sudden he got an army of men standing there. Now, was that hard for God? No, not at all. I mean, the king, we have to learn to think like God. I mean, if you want to see God do big things, you got to learn to think like he thinks. You got to kick out the sides of your box. You know, all those years I lived in a church where I had him in a box, a little box. I never even led anybody to Jesus. I didn't think I could. But now I realize, hey, it's a piece of cake. I didn't think I could ever do a miracle, but I've learned that's a piece of cake too. All I got to do is step in faith and believe God.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, The Day of the Lord is Coming, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.